wide path leads to destruction, and lots of people will walk on it. But the road that leads to life is narrow, and only a few will find it. Jesus, please let the people who listen to this walk on the narrow road and find God in their hearts.
Welcome. You're listening to One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Education Institute, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. And your host today, my name is David Gallner, and I'm the founder and CEO of this nonprofit. Let me give you some contact information where we're located. The first thing I want to give you is the website. We post our past shows on this website. Lots of good information. We have the Bible there. All kinds of good information. So the website, you ready for this? It's easy to remember. So if you're driving, it's onewaytoheaven.com. Not .org, but onewaytoheaven.com. Onewaytoheaven.com. Now, why did I get that domain? Because we're going to be talking about this. This is Resurrection Sunday. There's only one way to heaven. Not 10 ways. Not 50 ways. You will not get there because you're a good old gal, a good old boy. But there's lots of ways that you won't get to heaven. You'll spend eternity in hell. So there's two judgments. The Great White Throat Judgment. That's for non-believers. You will spend eternity in hell. Not because God wants you to. He wants all to come to repentance. Many people are called, but few are chosen. What do I mean by chosen? He foreknows who's going to come to him. And of course, the Bema Judgment is the judgment seat of Christ. Which means what? You'll be in heaven, but your works will be tested by fire. And any crowns that we get, we're going to throw them at the feet of Jesus. Because when you die, absent of the body, present with the Lord. You'll be with Jesus in heaven. So it's a decision time. Behold, today is accepted time. Behold, today is the salvation. Today is salvation. So again, that website is what? OneWayToHeaven.com. It has all our contact information. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Harmonish, PA. Development called Linden Point. So if you're heading south on Route 18 past Staples, first traffic light, turn left. That says Innovation Way. It says Linden Point. Fourth building on the left, catty corner from Butler County Community College, BC3. If you're coming from West Middlesex, obviously you're going to what? Past Tamar Shanter Golf Course. FedEx on the left. Go to the next traffic light. You'll see seats on the right. Combine's Restaurant on the left. Go to the next traffic light, and you'll turn right. If you're coming from Youngstown, say Belmont, you'll head, obviously, east on Route 80 and get off exit 4B. But anyway, you can put it in 3087 Innovation Way, but just go to the website, onewaytoheaven.com. It has all our contact information. But if you're someplace where you can write and you want to jot down our number, our local number is 724-983-1617, 724-983-1617. I've had that number for I don't know how many years, and I have a toll-free number I've had for a number of years, 800-264-4963. The only reason I have the toll-free number, because you don't really need it anymore. A lot of things I have that are branded has that number. But you don't have this, and you won't find this on the website, my cell phone number. It's not a track phone or anything like that. I've had it since the cell phones come out. And that's my local cell number is 724-699-3789, 724-699-3789. If you happen to stop by the office, because we're going to talk about these resources, and because today is Sunday, this is a linchpin. This is what separates all other religions and cults. We'll talk about the secret of spending eternity in heaven. I'm going to be writing a book called You Want to Know So, not to hope so. So when you turn on Linden Point and you get come and get some of these resources, but if you can't make it, guess what? We'll mail them to you. We'll even pay shipping and handling. But if you pull in the driveway, we'll see 300 business. You might say, well, wait a minute. He didn't say that on a radio show. So why I'm doing it? Because some people have mentioned that. So it says Legacy Financial Strategies. We own that. Actually, I own nothing. God owns everything. Innovation Tax Service. What's that all about? Well, it doesn't matter what door you come in. It's all the same. All right? We just have an office there, and we have these resources. Because we want you to help fulfill the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20, and Acts 1:8. So we're giving out Case for Christ, which I'm going to be talking about in a little bit, by Lee Strobel, the condensed version, Biblical Answers About Heaven, by Randy Elkhorn. It's not his 492-page book, but it's a condensed version of about 45 pages. You get goosebumps. You could literally read this probably in about an hour, 2 hours, or what most people do is they read a chapter a day, 2 or 3 pages. But it's half the size of an 8.5 by 11. And then we have the $1 trillion bill or the $1 million bill. You say, what am I talking about? Well, I have a pastor, Pastor Phil Cooper. You might want to listen to his show before mine. Dynamite guy. In fact, he baptized me. And then I was baptized in River Jordan, but he was the first one that had baptized. And baptism will not get you into heaven, but it shows that you died and is risen from the dead, identification with Jesus Christ. The word baptism means a submerged. But anyway, Phil Cooper has used a lot of these. Pastor Phil Cooper is giving these bills out because they look real, and they won't throw them away. Why? Because the gospel message is on the flip side. In fact, I may go through that message. So you can get that. And what else can you get? Well, from Evangelical Explosion, 2 question marks says on the outside of it. And basically it says this, when you died, you know you're going to spend eternity. And number 2, if you say heaven, why should God let you in? So we'll talk more about that. But again, the website is onewaytoheaven.com, onewaytoheaven.com. So the first thing we're going to talk about is what difference does it make today, Easter, he's risen, risen indeed, that a man rose from the dead 2,000 years ago. What difference does it make? Now, this is chapter 14 in the Case for Christ answer booklet by Lee Strobel. It says, I once wondered the same thing. Remember, he was an investigative reporter through, I think it was the Chicago Tribune. He set out to disprove his wife had became a believer. It was nonsense, a bunch of malarkey, because he basically didn't believe in a God. And 2 years, going overseas and so forth, researching. And guess what happened? He repented and accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And he's now a pastor. So the resurrection establishes what? Jesus' identity. Because the first step, there is no salvation without repentance. So the first step, you have to humble yourself. Why do I say humble? Because you've got to recognize you're a sinner. You're not going to ask for forgiveness. That's that godly sorrow, 2 Corinthians 7:10 says. That's a change of heart. Recognize you're a sinner, because the Bible says, there's what? None righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short, glory of God. Compared to a righteous, holy God, you and I are filthy rags. So I've cut through the chase, made it very simple. Compared to a righteous, holy God, you and I are scumbags. Now, something to think about. Righteous, holy God. Now, you may be a better scumbag than me, but the fact compared to righteous, holy God, you are. So humble, repent, then believe what? This is the key. Deity. Jesus Christ is the God, fully man. And then receive, and then become. After being asked by the Pharisees for some kind of proof that he was claimed to be, Jesus said in Matthew, check it out, Matthew chapter 12, verses 39 and 40, a wicked and adulterous generation asked for a sign, but none will be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days, see, good phrase, 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Jesus made it clear that the ultimate validation of his claims would be what? His own death, burial, and resurrection. This will show that he truly was the Son of God. See, deity, hypostatic union, fully God, fully man, because a lot of cults believe he's a God, not the God. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes through the Father except through me, being Jesus. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So who do you say he is? This point flows from the last one. As a unique Son of God, Jesus calling God his own Father, making himself what? Equal with God. The word I get that from John chapter 5, verse 18. This validates the Christian doctrine of what? The Trinity. Yes, one God in three persons. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And because Jesus is God, deity, fully God, fully man, hypostatic union, fancy church words. I learned those when I was in seminary. That will not get you into heaven. He's also what? The Lord. So we need to believe and do what? Obey. Become more like him. We won't fulfill that, but that's the ultimate goal. That's in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, and Matthew chapter 28 and 20. The resurrection does what? Energizes the gospel message. Jesus came to what? To give light. That's the purpose of the show, salt and light. You can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink it. So our goal, our mission, is to do what? Salt. So you partake of that water. Now who does the convicting, the convincing, the converting, the saving? The Holy Spirit's job does. Our job is to tell. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. That's in Romans chapter 4, verse 25. Both elements, this is important, both of them are key to the gospel. Jesus' death made the necessary payment. Jesus' resurrection enabled him to apply that payment and give us life. Thank God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He has provided everything. All we need to do is what? Say yes. Humble, repent, believe, receive, and become. And to follow him as forgivers and leaders. So let me read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 and 22. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead came also through a man. For as Adam all die, so is all Christ, we all made alive. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We come back, we got a lot more to talk about Easter Sunday. Remember this, he's risen and risen indeed. The question is, do you know him or do you have the hope so? We'll talk about a little more in depth and how you get some more of these resources. So please listen to this important message.
Tax season doesn't have to be stressful or expensive. At Innovation Tax Services and Legacy Financial Strategies, they offer complete tax preparation for just $250. That includes your 1040, long form or short form, Schedule A, Schedule B, unlimited W-2s and 1099s, Schedule E for rental property and oil and gas income, and up to 10 trades on Schedule D. Your state return is included, and if you need a local return, it's just $10 more. Innovation Tax Services is conveniently located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage. They also provide tax planning and financial planning, so you're not just filing taxes, you're planning ahead. Visit them online at InnovationTaxService.com or give them a call today at 724-983-1617. Innovation Tax Services. Smart taxes, clear pricing, and peace of mind.
Welcome back. You listen to One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute, which is a 501c3, a nonprofit, and I'm the founder and CEO of this nonprofit. My name is David Gallner. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA, 16148, in a development called Linden Point. Our website is onewaytoheaven.com, onewaytoheaven.com. If you only listen to part of it, you want to listen to the rest of the information, we have them posted every single week, past recordings as well on that site. And again, if you'd like to call us, our number is 724-983-1617, 724-983-1617. Toll-free number is 800-264-4963. My cell is 724-699-3789. Again, we have lots of information If you can't make it, by, stop by our office. We can mail them to you or just call and say, what other sources do you have? We'll be glad to pay shipping and handling. Again, our main purpose is to help fulfill the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20, and Acts 1:8. Remember, our job is we cannot do the convicting, the convincing, the converting, the saving. Our job is to share the good news. The Holy Spirit does the convincing, the convicting, the converting, the saving. All you have to do is read these little booklets, these pamphlets or whatever, and say, would you do me a favor? And say, I've read these. I would like to give this to you. You'll need to return it. And what I would like you to do is read it, because I would value your opinion, then pray for that individual, and then call and get some more. So before I go in and talk more about the Resurrection Sunday, let's talk about this $1 trillion bill or the $1 million bill, why Pastor Phil Cooper gives quite a few out. It says, will you go to heaven when you die? The backside of this bill. Will you go to heaven when you die? Many people say, well, I hope so. And you say, why should I let you in? Well, you know, I'm a pretty good person. No, you're not. Have you ever lied? Have you ever stolen? Have you ever used God's name in vain? Jesus said, whoever looks at a woman to lust for her is already what? Committed adultery with her in his heart. If you've done this thing, God says what? You're a lying, thieving, blasphemous, adulterer at heart. And the Bible warns that he will what? Punish you in a terrible place called hell. Yes, hell. That God is not willing that any should perish. All sinners, he wants all to come to repentance. Many people are called, but few are chosen, because he foreknows. The law and Jesus paid their fine by doing what? Suffering in dying on the cross for you and me. You must be born again. John 3:3 said the kingdom of God. It's like being pregnant. Either you are or you're not. So God so loved the world that he gave what? His only begotten Son. That's deity, hypostatic union, fully God, fully man. That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus rose from the dead. That's today, defeating death. Today, what? Repent. 2 Corinthians 7:10, that's a godly sorrow. And trust Jesus, and God will what? Give you and me eternal life as a free gift. Those who show their gratitude by obeying his command to be baptized, that's obedience then, make sure also join a church, Bible-based, Christ-centered, family-owned church that preaches the word in season and out of season. The one I go to is Truth Grace Fellowship. Truth Grace Fellowship, 786 Karen Lane. Their website is truthgracefellowship.com. You can search them out on YouTube, etc. They have two services, 9 and 11, but this Sunday they're going to have three. So the last one is 11:30, but you can check it out online. What's the website again? Called Truth Grace Fellowship. So let's talk a little bit more about Easter Sunday, or as many people I like to call it, the linchpin or the Resurrection Sunday. It's one of the most significant, I think the significant, Christian holidays on the calendar. The day commemorates the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, who showed himself alive after 3 days in the tomb. The first Easter Sunday changed everything, and every Easter Sunday after that reflects what? The joy, amazement, and worship those early disciples had when they first saw the risen Lord. Remember, they hid. They were afraid. But when he appeared to them, guess what? They became bold. He explained it, but they heard, but they didn't really understand until they actually knew. And then they became bold, bold, bold. Luke gives the account of what transpired at the first Easter Sunday as the woman followers of Jesus discovered the empty tomb. Notice who was first. The women. That's why they have a Proverbs 31, the virtuous woman. Nothing about a virtuous man. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women, not the men, took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. He has risen indeed." Luke chapter 24, verse 1 through 6. The Bible teaches that the resurrection of Jesus Christ was a what? Physical raising of his body back to life. Check it out. Luke chapter 24, verse 39. Easter Sunday proved Jesus what? Deity. You hear me mention before. Fully God, fully man. Hypostatic union. Confirmed his prophecies. Validated the scriptures. All through the Old Testament prognosticated this. Triumph over the forces of evil. Provided for our justifications. And guaranteed, hear that, guaranteed, the resurrection of all who trust in him. That's in other words, humble, repent, believe, receive, and become. Like Christians, Easter Sunday is observed in various ways. Religious and secular. On the secular side, Easter Sunday involves what? Visits from the Easter Bunny. Or the Easter Billy in Australia, dyed eggs, hidden to the found later, or hung from the trees in Germany, new clothes, family meals, and lots of candy. On the religious side, Easter Sunday is about worshiping who? Jesus, deity, fully God, fully man. Attending church, including sunrise service, singing praises, reading scripture. Christians often refer to Easter Sunday as what? As I do, many other people do, as Resurrection Sunday. That's the linchpin. To emphasize the reason for the day's observation. He paid the penalty for our sins. Easter Sunday comes in the spring of each year or in the autumn in the southern hemisphere. In March or April or in Eastern Orthodox Church in April or May. Easter always roughly corresponds to the Jewish celebration of Passover, since Jesus was slain at Passover time and rose again, how many days? 3 days later. Indeed, Easter is sometimes called the Pascha, a word derived from the Hebrew Pesach, I might be butchering that word, meaning what? At the basic line, it's Passover. Passover. Easter Sunday marks the end of the Holy Week, the end of Lent, and the last day of the Eastern Triduum, which starts that evening on Monday, Thursday, and continues through Good Friday. Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday marks the beginning of the Eastern season, a 50-day period that includes the Easter octave, the first 8 days of Easter season, the following 5 days, the Ascension of the Lord, and the Pentecost Sunday. Various churches, of course what, including Roman Catholic churches, observes everything from Lent through Pentecost. Other churches observe Easter Sunday and possibly mark Good Friday. It's not a matter of legalistic obligation, but what, of conscience. Once a person considers one day more sacred than another, another considers every day alike, each of them should be what? Fully convinced in their own mind. That's in Romans chapter 14, verse 5. Whatever the day falls, it always, always, always on a Sunday. All the Gospels state that Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week. That's in Matthew 28, 1. There's lots of other Gospels also. And that event is foundational, key, foundational to all we believe as Christians, born-again believers. If Christ has not been raised, then what? Our preaching is useless, and so is your faith and my faith. You know, we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is something to hope for, and the evidence is not seen. So who do you say he is? The God, a lunatic, or a liar? You will spend eternity. It's either heaven or hell. There was no such thing in annihilation theory. Jesus' resurrection is certainly worthy of being celebrated. Whether we use the term Easter or Resurrection Day, it is good to commemorate the event that sealed, if you're a believer, salvation, and listen to this, changed the world forever. However, we choose to celebrate Easter Sunday, we should not allow the associated fun and games to distract our attention from what the day is truly about, the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Christ himself should be celebrated every day, not just Easter Sunday. He is the resurrection of life. So my question to you, do you know him? Who do you say he is? The God? A lunatic or a liar? He's omnibenevolent. He loves us. He demonstrated his love by dying on the cross for you and for me. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. You have to answer that. But the secret again is humble, repent, believe, and receive, and become. I hope you already made this. If not, I pray that you do. He stands at the door and knocks. He wants all, but most people, unfortunately, will not humble themselves. So again, he's risen. He's risen indeed. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. Remember this, it's the day the Lord made. Rejoice and be glad in it.
Does not a son know the father's heart? Does not a bride know her husband's eyes? And don't best friends tell each other secrets? Oh, this is why I am.